This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Leslie Salgado. First name is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, last name is Salgado, S-A-L-G-A-D-O, Salgado. Date of birth 10-7-2005. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Carrillo, address 2880 Story Road, 2nd floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Juan Carrillo, J-U-A-N, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Thank you for asking me to see this 17-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Leslie came to our office on 11-23-22 for an allergy consultation. Period. Leslie stated to us that she experienced an attack of rapid heart rate with some rapid breathing with sweating and difficulty in breathing after eating some food at home which was brought from a restaurant. Period. There was some hyperventilation and minor vomiting, but no abdominal pain or diarrhea. Period. There is no history of any angioedema, urticaria, any evidence of throat tightness or wheezing. Period. She went to emergency room and was appropriately treated. A question of allergy to shrimp was considered, and appropriate advice was given. Period. She had a similar attack after eating in a Red Lobster restaurant about 15 minutes after. Please strike that out. She had a similar attack in Red Lobster restaurant after eating her meal there sometimes in October. Period. There was no emesis or diarrhea or throat tightness or urticaria or angioedema or wheezing. Period. There was obviously some rapid breathing and some other non-specific symptoms. Period. She did not go to emergency room and improved significantly in a few hours. Period. She had another attack in November at school after eating some salad. Period. The ingredients of salad are not very well known. Period. However, 15 minutes later after eating salad, she had tingling of fingers with nausea and hyperventilation. Period. Again, there was no urticaria, angioedema, shortness of angioedema, wheezing, coughing, diarrhea, or any throat tightness to suggest anaphylaxis. Period. At this point in time, a possible diagnosis of panic attacks was considered. Period. Overall, she is in decent health. Period. There are two dogs at home, but they don't seem to be a source of problem. Period. She denies any obvious history of allergic rhinitis or asthma or an eczema. Period. She is scheduled to see a cardiologist and psychologist for this particular problem. Period. New paragraph. I explained to family in great detail in the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. This certainly appears to be, a case of any significant allergies to seafood or any other foods, period. Certainly, given the history of panic attacks and hyperventilation, I would recommend that a consultation with a psychologist would be quite appropriate, period. I was lucky enough to get a decent Spanish interpreter and answered all the questions, period. New paragraph, brief allergy testing, including to seafood and other common foods, etc., was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies. I obtained some lab work and results are as follows. Number one, total serum IgE 9.2, which will go against any significant allergic disease process. We also did a seafood mix RAS testing with seafood mix, and that was negative, period. Her TSH is 2.1 and CBC is completely normal, period. I believe I don't think there is much more workup needed to determine if there are any significant allergies, period. My final diagnosis, no evidence of any IgE type allergies. Number two, possible anxiety. My recommendations number one, no severe food restrictions are required. Number two, certainly more testing might be required if she continues to have more attacks. And I would certainly recommend that a consultation be obtained with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Leslie Salgado. Thank you.